And love, the Bible says, is as strong as death. Love is a strong feeling. It's a strong feeling. It's a strong feeling. The Bible says one of the things that said there are six things which are wonderful to me. There are seven things that I cannot understand. One of them is a man who is in love with a woman. You can't understand it. It's a very complex thing. You can ask Reverend Bismarck. The girl will come to your house. You will chat with the girl. Then you go and see the girl off. Sometimes if the girl's house, you have to take a car to go and see her off. You and the girl will sit in the car. So let's say that Reverend Bismarck is staying at Ahima Kokobin, and the girl is staying at Asafo. And the girl comes to visit Reverend Bismarck at Ahima Kokobin. When Reverend Bismarck finishes chatting with the girl, then Reverend Bismarck will sit in the Ahima Kokobin and come into Asafo and get down and to come and see the girl off. To come and see the girl off. Then he will go back alone. Sometimes if it's in the evening and they are not getting car, then he and the girl will walk from Ahima Kokobin and then come and see the girl of Asafo. Then he alone will be walking alone in the night, going back to his house. Explain to me, does it even make sense? Does it even make sense? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? That is how love is. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Yeah, but the thing is that you cannot, my talking is too fast. You cannot advise him against love. Advise him and see. The more you say he shouldn't do, the more he will do. That's why some of you are JSS, JHS, whatever. You come to church, you hear your pastor preaching, boyfriends, this, you hear it though. Not that you are not hearing it. But it's as if after the preaching, you know, he's actually, the preaching you heard that day was that, go and do it more. Ask the people who are grown-ups. Those who are grown-ups who have gotten married, when the man meets the woman and then so, daddy, this girl, I like her, you know, I want to marry her. And the father says, no. Where is she from? So she's from Nagpanduri. Okay, no. We don't marry people from them. No problem. Then it's now that the boy's love has come. When the father said, I don't want no. Hey! It's like, you don't like people from that tribe. One day, I fell in love with some girl. Hey! No, this one, the one I told you on the first day was a crush. The second day was a crush, but this one was in love. There's a difference. This one was in love. Some cute, portable type of. Hey, Charlie, when I fell in love with this girl, Charlie, we were moving around. Then the girl's aunt, she was staying with her auntie. The girl's auntie said she will agree. Charlie, I'm going to spoil the girl's life. The girl's education. I finished university. I finished tech, and I went home. When we finished school and we went home, so those of you are falling in love in JHS 2, JHS 3, you are doing the wrong thing. Remember, primary school crash, JHS crash, but this one in love after I finish university. Note it. So, and I had only one more. When I met the girl, I said, this girl, it's the girl I want to marry her is nice. She's a nice person. And she was a very nice person, very smiling, all the time smiling. And then you see a ding. A girl is always smiling, but then you see a ding. So I'll be going there. The girl's cousin was my friend. That's how I met the girl. The cousin was working with her one day. And then I met the girl. So oh, this is your sister. So this is who? So it's my cousin. So oh, cousin, challenge. She's fine. Then the cousin brought the girl to my house to come and greet me. And he understood the movement. So he came to greet me. So we chatted, whatever it is. So I started going to their house. You know, but the auntie knew me already. There was no problem. Before the girl came there, I was already going to that house. Because me and the cousin were friends already. So I used to go there, whatever. When this girl came, I started coming to the house and I go there, the auntie has frowned. It's like, what are you doing? Whatever. Hey, when I walk with the girl somewhere, no. Before the girl gets home, the auntie knows that she was working with me. Like the whole area, there were spies. One day I was working with her. She told me, you see this house here? The people on this house, they are my auntie's spies. So every time we pass by this gate, so when we are walking, we pass by the gate. So you wait. By the time I get to, my auntie knows that I was with you. Oh, yeah. Oh, they will tell her. Cry. But one day the girl told me that. I'm telling you to tell you something. One day the girl told me that. All these things my auntie is doing, you don't worry. Don't let it even disturb you. Me, I'll face it myself. Like, I will. They don't worry. When I go home, they'll be insulting me. They'll say, don't even let it worry you. Me, I will absorb more. Because of love. What brought me here, Bo, that I'm talking about? I'm talking about the word of God. We are here. How many of you have quiet time 7/7? How many of you got quiet time 7/7? How many of you got 5/7? So, I'm going to give you those of you who got quiet time 7/7. Come for award. You are not serious. You're not serious. I should give you an award for loving the one who first loved you. God and His word. They are like you cannot separate them. It is not possible to say that. Are you talking? Are you talking? Pay attention. If you love the Lord Ebenezer, if you love God, you will have a strong feeling of love for His word. Your Bible will hear from you. Every day. I don't know why it is difficult for you to read the Bible. Haniel, can you explain why it's difficult for you to read the Bible? Sometimes when I go, somebody's mother will come and say, your children, for the past how many days, they will not be having their quiet time. And I'm just wondering to that. I don't, how else must I explain to you the sweetness of the word of God, for you to fall in love with it. The place is too quiet, though. Am I? If there is one thing, if God could give me some power, like some anointing, like if you ask, what one anointing do you want? I will ask for the anointing to be able, the anointing that I can make young people fall in love with God's word. Like when I come and say, take it, then everybody's in love with the word of God. That's the anointing I want. Because me, I know that thing. I am sure. I am convinced. Based on my own life's experience, what a young man needs to keep his way pure. What a young man needs to keep his way pure. To keep his way pure. To make himself pleasing. To make himself God's favorite person. God's favorite child. What a young person needs to make God like him is to live his life according to the word of God. I am convinced about it. The word of God, you love it. It is in your heart. You do everything possible to live your life by God's word. I know. If I can convince you one of these days in a strong Christian conference, you will go from this conference, and when you go home, the one thing that changes about you as a person is that you are with your parents will see you with your Bible, but every time. You see, even nowadays, some of you, look. Say, my Bible is on my phone, whatever. I don't want to have a discussion with you. I do not want to have a... after this conference, tomorrow, I'm going to go to Edum to find a paper Bible to buy. And I'll tell you one reason why. I help a provider. I realized that when I used to memorize scripture from paper Bible, all the scriptures I memorized from a paper Bible, they are still in my head. The ones I have tried to memorize with my tablet have not stayed in my head. Why? I don't know why. But I have analyzed my life, and I've seen that all the scriptures I have tried to memorize from my tablet, they haven't stayed in my head. But the ones I remember, sometimes when I am quoting the scripture, I can see where in the Bible the color of highlight, the yellow highlight, which part of the Bible where it was. I remember where it is. So as I am quoting it, I can see it from there, and I'm reading it from there in my memory, not the tablet. So difficult for me. So last week I took a decision. Remember, Mark, I am going to Challenge Bookshop this week to go and find a paper Bible I will buy. When I want to memorize script, I will take my highlight pen, I will highlight it, I will sit by it, and I will memorize it. Hey, because Charlie, for me, for that word, which is God, to be inside me. Am I talking to myself in the church? One person you know who loved God's word, David. Let us see what David says about this topic. Psalm 119, verse 2. David, help me. You have to really help me. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him. How do they seek him? Holy. What he is saying is that anybody who says he is loving God with all will also be loving his word with all. And the Bible describes a person like that as a blessed person. Verse 10. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me know. You see, what I'm showing that, I'm showing you, David is showing you that there is a direct connection between your love for God and his word. There is something about loving God and loving his word. There's a connection. Verse 2 says, blessed are the people, blessed who are seeking God with their whole heart. The commandment, there's something about it. That's why I can tell you that when you say I love the Lord, but you don't love his word, you are a liar.
Yeah.
You are lying.
Yeah.
You are lying. I don't have to open your heart and look inside and see whether God's love is there or not. I look at you, you don't like Bible. You don't like God's word. You don't like memorizing scripture. You don't like listening to preaching. You don't like reading Christian books. You don't like quiet time. I don't have to open your heart to see whether you love God or not. I can tell you, you are lying. You are lying. When you wander from his commandments, you are not seeking God with his whole. There's a connection between when you walk away from God's word, automatically you are walking away from your love for him. With my whole heart have I sought thee. How am I seeking you with my, because I am also staying very close to your word. When I stay close to your word, I am also seeking you with my whole heart. There's a connection between the love for the word of God and love for God himself. Don't fool yourself. And I'll tell you something. You see, you better tell yourself the truth yourself. I tell myself the truth myself. Myself, the truth to myself. I myself tell the truth to myself. Yeah, I'll say, William, for the past 3 months, you have not memorized any new scripture. William, you have not learned any new scripture for the past 3 months. William, since January till now, William tells the truth to William. And then William and William agree that we have to do something about it. So William and William have agreed that they will go to Challenge Bookshop. They will buy a paper Bible. They will buy a marker. William and William will sit down every day. They will take one scripture and they will force themselves and they will memorize it so that William and William can have the scripture in themselves so that they will not wander away. And then in doing that, it will help them to seek the Lord with their whole hearts. I know I'm preaching. You'll be hearing me saying it's not so bad. By the time you realize, you're no longer in the faith. That's something that, look, mobile phone, beautiful. Your Bible on your phone is good for emergencies. You have it in your pocket, you reach, you get up when you're talking. This morning I came with an Uber driver and I was talking to him about being born again. Sana, he was a pastor. And I sat in the back and said, how did you know? Let me just check, see whether he's a born again Christian. So, sir, please, are you born again? So, yeah. I said, oh, so what church do you go to? He mentioned the name of his church. So, I'm even an assistant pastor. Say, so, hey. Then discussion changed. I even dashed him money when I came down. I dashed him. I said, I mean, he was telling me some very powerful things when we were sitting in the car as we're coming. I said, keep the change. Keep the change. When you meet somebody on the road, your Bible is not with you. This helps. In the olden days, it would have been a blue Gideon's in your back pocket. But now you have this. So that when you quote the scripture and you can't remember exactly the scripture, you can flip to it and show the guy that, look, this is what the Bible says. But to use this as your main... TikTok notifications... Snapchat, even the people who made the phone, they have seen how destructive it is that inside the phone, the app, they have created different things to block out all of those things. Because I'm telling you something, in the whole world, we are all suffering from distractions, much more so for Christians. So I have a policy. When I'm having my quiet time, my phone is not near. I put it far away. I don't talk. Far. I have a policy. I don't check my phone until 7 a.m. because I have estimated that by 7 a.m. I would have finished having my quiet time. So when I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth. I don't look on my phone. I don't look on it. I don't touch it until 7. If you call me before 7 a.m., I'll answer it after 7 a.m. Unless it is someone is dying. Yeah. And that's why I have a watch. See, my smartwatch, because I'm not sure who will be calling me. So the phone is in another room. And I'm in another room having quiet time. If somebody calls me, I look at my phone. It's not important. I don't mind the person. So I look at it. Sure. In the olden days, I don't know who is calling me. So maybe it's Archbishop. You're having quiet time and the phone is ringing. Then you run to it. Even your quiet, when you come back, you become confused. So now I look at it like this. Later. 7 a.m. I check the messages. From my ancestors, I don't touch it. You see, and why? Because I am hungering and thirsting for something. Yes. Verse 20. Look at verse 20. Am I preaching well? Oh, yeah. How you want to go and eat food? These people want to go and eat food. It's amazing. my soul, I don't know why these people here want to go. I don't understand them. Let me go and stand there. You want to go and eat food? My soul breaketh. This one is serious. So. Psalm 119 verse 20 is even more serious. So. Do you have any another translation? Like NIV or something? Do you know the meaning of consumed? Let me give an example of consumed. When you take paper, a piece of paper, and you light a match, and you light the paper, and you are holding it in your hand like this, and you see the white paper becoming black, 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 until it becomes powder and vanishes. That's consumed. And the guy is saying that it is like my longing, my wanting. I think I'm preaching to the wrong people. My Adele, let me preach to you, because sometimes you can listen, you hear. My wanting, the way I want your word, the way I want your word, that one thing, it is like the fire. And that one thing, it has burnt my soul. And the only thing, I don't have a soul anymore. And the only thing left inside me is the one thing. It's something that is there. And unless I get the thing that the one thing is looking for, I'm not feeling okay. Until I open the Bible and I see something. I see Ephesians 2:1, or I see Ephesians 5:18, or I see James 1:7, or there's something happening inside me, eh? There's something. I'm wanting something. Something is doing inside me that it is wanting something. It is wanting. And until I... It's want, hey! And look, see. What makes it serious is that that thing happens to me at all times. You see, you are having quiet time once a day. Even that one is a problem. But actually, the way it's supposed to be is that even, I know, I can preach this thing because it happens to me. It happens to me. One day I was in Tamale, two of my friends came to visit me, and we went to church for a Friday prayer meeting. And so we went to church, and then when we were coming back from church, we're just talking. Just talking about a powerful prayer meeting. Then one of my friends said, Charlie, I've been thinking. He said, I saw there's some scripture being Malachi 3. You know, and something, I think it's Malachi 3:16. Check it for me. I saw a scripture in Malachi. Then, look, this scripture between me and between the three of us, this scripture is very, very crucial. Because we were working on it. He said that my friend said, I saw this scripture, Malachi 3:16. Said, then those who fear the Lord talk with each other. And the Lord listened and heard. That's why you should have friends you discuss scripture with. Every time you are talking to your friends about God, when he hears God, somebody mentioned my name somewhere. You know how if you watch those movies where there's a satellite, they are showing, have you seen the movies where they are showing the whole city? Then the satellites start to zoom in, and they zoom into a house. So God is in heaven. He said, what is your name? PK, are you the one called Ryan? But when you say PK, then in the video you say, my name is Ryan. PK and Elikem are talking. Something, Jesus, God. Then God said, I heard somebody mention my name right now. So then he takes his ear and brings his ear down to where he heard his name. And then it doesn't just end there. Because as they talk about him, such a look, what Reverend William was preaching today, you know, about loving the Lord. When God hears the Lord, he's like, no, they are talking about something. You know, Elikem, me, I've decided that, look, right now, they're my quiet. I'm not going to joke with it, though. Like, I think I need to love the Lord. I need to do something about my love for the Lord. I've checked my life. This conference has really helped me. Like, I didn't know that my love was not very good. But now, Elikem, what are you also going to do? Because, Charlie, me, the love, no, I want to do something about it. So then, as they are talking, God is hearing. God is hearing. Then God has an angel who keeps a book. The book is called the Book of Remembrance, or a scroll of remembrance. So then God will say, come, bring the book. I see Elikem and PK are talking about me. They're talking about something that they want to do. You know, it concerns me. Please write their names in this Book of Remembrance. It says, a Book of Remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. Hey. So they'll write it. So my friend was saying that Chinese is very powerful. So the more we talk about God among ourselves, every time we talk about God like this, he writes our name in some book. So then my friend asked, so this book, you know, what will it be used for? Or when will the book be used? When they write it and they put it down, what will it be used for? And then the Holy Spirit, hey, you guys, are you in the church? Do you know what I'm telling you? We were walking, three friends, and we're talking. Then the Holy Spirit whispered to me, say, do you remember the book of Esther? The king was asleep in the night. He couldn't sleep in the night. He called them to bring the book, and they opened the book, and they saw Mordecai's name in it, who had helped the king not to be assassinated. And the king took the book and he asked, what has been done for this man? So I said to my friend that I think this is what happens with the book of remembrance that God writes now. I think that something similar to what happened. That's what happens to us. So when as we were working on it, we were in a hurry to get home and open the Bible and check well the facts. Because the question I was asking was, the book that the king opened, does it have a similar name? When we got home, my friend has a picture of me in my singlet and my Bibles. I had Bibles and my Bibles scattered on my bed. And I was opening them to see whether the thing we were discussing, it was like that. Look. Hey, you guys. Reverend Bismarck. If I can succeed in making everybody in this conference here today fall in love in a certain way. In a certain way, for the word of God, such that when you are in school, you cannot wait to come home and open your Bible. I can die and go to heaven. I'll tell God, I think that the thing you sent me to come and do, no, I've done it. Let me come. I've been telling you since 5 years ago, your quiet time, it is not for you to mark a register, whatever. Your quiet time, it has more benefits than that. And then those who fear the Lord talk with. One of the reasons why when you meet your Christians, you don't have any property to talk about is because you don't have any property to talk about. You don't have any proper thing to talk about. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance. Can you find the Esther one? Find the. You see, I'm telling not telling lies. A scroll of remembrance was written in His presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored His name. Every time, God will write it, and one day. When Satan is bringing an accusation against you, have you found it? Esther something, find it for me. God will say, bring me the scroll of remembrance. Let me see. And then He will ask, what was done for Elikem and PK who were talking about me the last time? What has been done for these two guys? And it's remarkable. So go back. You are in the right chapter, but go back to the beginning, verse 1. Yeah. Keep it in your head, Esther 6:1. Malachi 3:16, its counterpart is Esther. The continuation of the story is Esther 6. So that night, the king could not sleep, so he ordered the book of Chronicles, means like history, where they keep records. Remembrance is records. Scroll of remembrance, book of Chronicles is the same thing. The record of his reign to be brought in and read to him. Oh, you will not continue again, David. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Hexus. Next one. What honor? God will be asking, what honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done. See, that's what I'm telling you that thing. You will not even need to come for a convention when they lay oil on you or pour oil on you or prophesy to you that you have a breakthrough. God Himself will be sitting down there one day. He'll call an angel and say, hey, angel. something is disturbing me in my spirit. Please bring that book of remembrance and read it to me. And the angel will start reading. Then God will ask the angel, so what have you done for George? What was done for George? This thing you are reading to me, that he did this and this and this and this and this. He gave a very good offer, a very big offering. The last time he got all his pay, he took all his pay, he bought it and gave it. No, that thing. What was done for him? God himself will get up there. What was done for George? Then the angel will say, according to the book I'm holding in my hand, nothing. Then look at what happened next. The king said, who is around? In other words, who is around? Is it Gabriel, Michael, these guys? Who is around? Which of the angels, who is around? Haman just walked in. Next. When Haman entered, the king asked him, what should be done for the man God wants to honor? I'm not preaching well. The way I'm quiet is like the preaching is not working for you. We are going on break. It's very, very soon, I promise you. How many of you can see that? You will be rich. You can become rich only by loving, just by loving the word of God. It will become, make you a rich person. Yeah. I'm telling you something. One time, there was a guy, a centurion. You remember that guy? Was it his servant who was ill? And he wanted Jesus to do a miracle. The people said, this guy, he deserves for you to do a miracle for him. Why? Because he has done some good to us. This guy deserves a miracle. That's what happens. That's what I'm saying. That you will not. You see, don't say it to the grown-ups. Don't say it out loud. But I'm telling you, conventions lean on us. Hey, brah. You don't, conventions and these kind of things, they are used to solve, they are this type of like surgery, is it this type of like you see, doctors say that preventive medicine is better than curative medicine. We have two types of medicine, like not medicine you drink, like doctors work. There's something called preventive medicine and then curative medicine. Preventive medicine is, like, for example, a sickness like hypertension. Have you heard about it before? High blood pressure. Okay. High blood pressure is a sickness that comes. You can prevent it. You can exercise, eat more vegetables, eat more fruit. Reduce the amount of fat you are eating, amount of oil that is in your food, reduce your carbohydrates, you know, those kinds of things. That if you do all of these things, it prevents high blood pressure. So when you are doing these things, exercising, it's called preventive medicine. Then, when you haven't done those things and you now have high blood pressure, then we do curative medicine. We'll give you medicine that you swallow every day to bring high blood pressure down. And the doctors prefer you to do preventive medicine than to do, because some of the diseases, once you get it, we can't cure it. We just manage it until you die. Okay. Conventions, oil, and all these things are curative medicine. What I am teaching you is preventive medicine. Preventive medicine. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. So what is this saying is that because you are, this is preventive medicine. As a child, the book of the law is constantly in your heart, constantly in your mouth. It ensures that every step you take, you have good success, prosperous way, good success, prosperous way. When they call a convention to come and give people breakthrough, you are already rich. There is no need to call you and pour oil on you for a breakthrough in what? I have been breaking through all my life. I have been breaking through all my life. What do I need oil? Prophetic, but what? This is preventive medicine. And I'm telling you, if you are a wise child in this place, you will take what I'm telling you seriously. Your most basic demonstration of your love for God. Hey! Open your eyes. We are going on break. 4 minutes. 12:30. No, it's not true. It's not true. I'm telling lies. 30 more minutes. You like 30 more minutes? I have to tell you something I've not told you yet. So let me finish talking this one. The most basic demonstration. All right, Davina says 30 more minutes. Why are you quarreling with her? That's actually my friend. No, I'm really feeling her. 30 more minutes. Yeah, we should go. What is he saying? Okay. The lowest level, Reverend Miss Mark, it's quiet time. Let me show you. We can go. Because of Danama, I want to tell you what I want to tell you first so that we can go. But the way she eyed Devina no Chale, me young crash me. How many are ready to write this? 7 signs that you love the word. 7 signs that you love the word. I didn't finish reading the Psalm 119, but I'll continue. You will see. I have more there. You will see the feeling. Okay, I have 3 minutes to 12:30. I'll start telling you the 7 signs from 12:30 onwards. Is it a good plan? Give me 3 minutes. I will tell you the rest. David, give me verse 50. 119, verse 50. No, verse 40. Yeah, 40 first. Oh, we've already done this. Look at it. How I long, again, the word long has come again. How I long for your word. How I long for the Bible. How I long for Matthew 5. How I long for Ephesians 6. How I long for Revelation 3. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. So you can even see that certain preserving, a certain not dying young, not dying early, living long is connected to your love for the word of God. I'm telling you, I don't know what else you're looking for. That's what I'm saying. This is preventive medicine. You better listen to from me. 48, verse 48. 2 more minutes. I reach out for your Bible, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. Is anybody feeling the way I'm feeling? It was only me I'm feeling that way. What's your name? I can't hear you. Mimi. If after this conference, how you have quiet time, how you read your Bible changes in, it will encourage me to continue doing Strong Christian Conference for 5 more years. If I hear from your mother, is it from your church? Give my phone number to your mother and tell your mother that Reverend William says that when she can see that how I love the Bible has changed, call him. When your mother, tell your mother that, me, I say that. When your mother sees, when she can see that your love for the Bible has increased, and she will see. When she sees, that phone number that I'm giving you, write it down. 026 0264 291705. Yes, write my name again so you remember. Yes, R.E.V. William. Yes. Beautiful. Give it to her. Reverend William said, I should give you this number. Save it on your phone. And when she can see that, how you are reading your Bible, how you like it, always you are reading the Bible. When she sees that it has changed, she should call me on this number or send me a text and tell me that Mimi's Bible reading, Bible love, quiet time has changed. That when I get that phone call, all of you, if you know Mimi, please encourage her. When I get that phone call, I will try and keep Strong Christian Conference happening for 5 more years. Because it will encourage me that I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my energy. Yes. Even if I am not in Ghana, 5 years from now, I will fly from where I am. I will come to Kumasi. I will ask permission from Archbishop Patrick. And I will do Strong Christian Conference. Because of Mimi's mother, that phone call that I get, I will come and do Strong Christian Conference. I will come and do it. It is my dream. How I long for your commandments, which I love. I love it. That's why I'm longing for it. I love it. That I may just sit by it and meditate on it. I've gone past the 30 minutes. Look, forgive me. Nanama, I beg you. Let me add 72, verse 72. I have 2 more verses. We beg. Verse 72. Psalm 19, verse 72. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Oh, I like what I am preaching. Who is here who says, my prayer is that one day I will say this? Who wants that? My prayer is that one day I will also say that like this. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Thousands of dollars and pounds sterling. Your Bible. Come in. Bible. It's more precious to me than thousands of dollars and pounds sterling. That's not how you feel right now, but that's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for you. That's my desire for you. Is that one day, when you see your Bible, when you are sitting down and you see your Bible on a table somewhere in your study table, you see your Bible there, you start to smile. And your feeling towards this Bible is like, let me just go and touch it. Let me just open it and let it fall anywhere. Let me open it to anywhere. Yeah. Right now, that's not how you feel, but that's 159. Last, that's the last one. No, last one. I promise. Did you write down all these verses? Or I should say them again. Who wants to write down the verses? God, they are very nice. Okay, so Psalm 119, verse 2. Psalm 119, verse 10. Psalm 11. Are you writing it? Psalm 119, verse 2, verse 10, verse 20, verse 40. Verse 48, verse 72, verse 159. Verse 2, Psalm 119, verse 2, verse 10, verse 20, verse 40, verse 48, verse 72, verse 159. The last one. For Anama, last one. See how I love thy precepts. Preserve my life, Lord, in accordance with your love. See even how he connects. I love thy precepts, your love. Come in, please take it. If you have a Bible, underline all. Underline verse 2, verse 20, verse 40. Why don't you be looking for it? When you flip it now, you see that they are all there. Verse 2, verse 10, verse 20, verse 40, verse 48, verse 72, verse 159. Psalm 119. Verse 2, verse 20, verse 40, verse 2. Did you read verse 10? Verse 2, verse 10, verse 10, verse 20, verse 40, verse 48, verse 72, verse 159. Look at it. Seven signs. By 1 o'clock, I've finished. Seven signs. I promise not to talk plenty. Write this one down. Seven signs. Seven signs. Love to hear the preaching of the word. You love. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Seven signs that you love the word of God. Number one, you love to hear the preaching of the word. You love to hear. You see, right? Hear, capital letters, because that's the word. That's the key word there. You love to hear. H-E-A-R. You love to. David, are you going to type it for them? Are you typing it for them? Type it for them. Why? Type it so that, I'm not going to read any more verses, so just be typing it so that they can see it. I want everyone to write it down. Seven signs that you love the word, and therefore you love God. You love the Lord. Number one, you love to hear the preaching of the word. Now let me explain what I mean by this. What I mean is that David and your sister here, you have a sister here or a brother. You are David's brother. Huh. And this is, what's your name again? Aseda. Aseda has found a message. Preaching. It's nice to him. And he's listening to it. So he's playing it in a Bluetooth speaker. Or he's put his phone and he's playing through his phone speaker. And it is he's just playing. And then your room is next to her, to his. You see, your room is next to his. But he's playing it in a Bluetooth speaker and it's loud. And this is in the morning. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? This is in the morning, and you see what? Oh, wow. Please, put your hands together for the Archbishop Patrick Bruce. Wow. You're not making noise at all. Wow. Wow. It's a blessing. Archbishop, we are honored to have you here. I want to hear him say something. Yeah, it will be very nice.
Hallelujah. Oh, you may be seated. Today I wore blue because you're all wearing blue. I don't have a red shirt, but I have a blue shirt, so I wore my blue to be like you. But it's beautiful to see all of you here this Monday afternoon, you know. And let me just say one thing before I leave. When I came here and I saw the title, If You Love the Lord, I thought it was very significant. You haven't asked me why. It's significant. Why is it significant? It is because that is, if you love the Lord, that is the one thing that will change your life. Yeah. That's loving God. There are two things. One, if you know the Lord. And two, if you love the Lord. Many know the Lord, but it doesn't change their lives. Because you know him, he's somewhere, but actually we have nothing to do together very, very much. But if you love somebody, then you spend time with that person, you want to be with that person, you want to hear the person's voice, you want to be around the person. If you love the Lord, you want to read. I mean, I heard you talk about Bibles and things. That's a text from the Lord. Yeah, it's a word. How many have WhatsApp? Your children have WhatsApp. But a Bible is a message from the Lord to you personally. And that is why people read, those who have friends, special friends, you read those messages over and over again. If you love the Lord, you'll be a different person. If you know the Lord, that one day, praise the Lord, you know him. It's not too bad. We know Akufo-Addo, we know John Mahama, we know other heads of state, but it didn't change our lives. We are still the same as we were. But if you love somebody, that's the difference. And I pray that everyone, how many here love the Lord? If your hand is down, you are so weak. Knock the person if anybody's around you. Yeah, we are. It's the best thing to do. And I hope that in these next hours before you leave here, if you love him, you love him more. If you don't love him, you will learn to love him. If you don't know him, you know him too. Then you love him, then you improve. Put your hands together for Reverend William.
Please put your hands together for my pastor, Archbishop Patrick Bruce. Amen. Wow. Charlie, it's nice, man, that you are doing a party. Your father comes and passes around. Oh. It's a very nice thing. You may be seated. I have 18 minutes. But I think what he said is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. But if you know the Lord, it doesn't change. But when you love him, then the change comes. Wow. Seven signs. Sign number one, you will love to hear preaching, the preaching of the word. And I was giving an example that Aseda is playing a message he has found. Bishop Dak has preached a very nice message. One of the messages that I heard Bishop Dak preach that I think you should listen to is preparation of rehearsals. If you look for it on YouTube, you'll find it. Preparation of rehearsals. Beautiful message. So, Aseda has found a message. Hey, are you here? We are going on break very soon. Just be steady. Don't fall asleep. Preparation of rehearsals. And then he has connected it to his Bluetooth speaker. And he's playing it. This is, Aseda is getting ready to go to school. So he's tying his shoelace, his, you know, this. Then the Venus room is next door. So Devina comes, says, Aseda, where's the hairbrush? I cannot find the hairbrush. Do you have a hairbrush? And then when Devina enters Aseda's room to collect hairbrush, she hears the preaching. And instead of collecting the brush and going away, she's holding the brush in her hand and she has sat on Aseda's bed. It's like, I like this preaching. She's not the one playing it all. Somebody is playing it. But she only heard it. And she has fallen in love with it. You don't understand what I'm bringing to you. When you experience that is happening to you, it is a sign that you love the word. It is attractive to you. It passes through your ear like this. But I like it. My wife has been listening to it. Sometimes my wife is playing a message. Like Auntie Mommy's message or something. And I'm not the one listening to it. She can be in the kitchen somewhere. I'm somewhere. And sometimes I think I hear the message properly, more properly than she, the person who is playing it. I think I hear, but I get, I think I, like a passive smoker, do you get it? Like somebody smoking and you are around. I think I get the message, I'm blessed by it more than she who is playing the message. Number two, because of Nanama, number two. If seven signs, sign number two, you love listening to the preaching of the word. You love listening to the preaching. So the first one is that you love to hear it. You are not the one playing it. Somebody is playing and then you hear it, but you love it. But this one, you are the one listening to it yourself. Yeah. You press play, you sit down, or you have the earphones in your ear and you are listening to it. Sometimes writing notes, writing down the verses. You are actively listening. It is a sign that you love the word. Which also is a sign that you love the Lord. Charlie, strong Christian conference. Charlie, after this conference, something must change. Oh. Yeah, I'm telling you. Otherwise, let's stop doing the conference. Because you know, it's not blessing us. That's what I'm saying. That Mimi's mother must call me. Mimi's mother must call me. I must get a phone call from Mimi's mother. That look, I don't know what to tell Mimi at the conference, but Charlie. That, I mean, right now, then Mimi gets more and she finishes her homework more. No, she opens Bible to just check something. It's no, no, Mimi is checking Bible. No, no, Mimi is checking Bible. Like, when you pass through her room, you hear her preaching is going on. Bluetooth is good. She's playing. When you pass her, like, Charlie, every time, Mimi, Charlie, preaching, Mimi, word, Mimi, word, Charlie, hey, what have you done to this girl? Yeah. When I hear it, eh? I'll be counting 1, 2, 3, 4, by the 10th year. Wherever I am, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Madagascar, Australia, Nangpanduri, Boku, Papua New Guinea, I'll buy tickets. I'll call Pastor Sam. Pastor Sammy, organize a Strong Christian conference. I'm coming. Number three. Because of the number, we have to hurry up and go on break. Don't ask who is this the number. Don't ask this is the number. Who is the number? Just this is what I'm preaching. Go on, Samboy. Number three, you love reading the word. You love reading the word. If you love the Lord, you love reading the word. You will love reading the word. It's a sign. Reading it. And like I told you, the basic reading is what? Quiet time in the morning. Yeah. Then there is other readings. Yeah. You understand it? Yeah. Somehow, sometimes you just be like, I'm bored. I want to read something. And you read the Bible. Oh, you'll be amazed. Some of the most fantastic stories, like strange things people have done, strange, you find them in the Bible. Yeah. It's because you have not entered into the corners. That's why I have not seen some of those strange things. But when you read it, you'll be surprised. One day there was a king. There was a king and he was going to battle and the enemy was bigger and stronger than him. So the king went to God and told God that if you help me to win this battle, when I come back from the battle, the first thing, he was thinking that it will be an animal. The first thing that comes to meet me when I'm coming from the battle, I'll kill it, sacrifice to you. So he went, he fought the battle and he won. When he was coming back home, the first thing that came to meet him was his lovely daughter, one and only daughter. Oh, daddy, oh, welcome back. He said, my daughter, you have killed me. You have killed me. You have killed me. You have killed me. What have you done? But a promise is a promise. Promise is a promise. You don't read about it. That's why you don't know all this. Strange. If they used to do a movie, all the girls in the church will be crying. What a sad story. Because it will start with it will start in the beginning. The army has gathered. Then we play the songs. Then the king is actually, then the king goes to pray in the corner. Then the king comes and dresses up in his army, whatever. But then he sits on his horse. Then he says, charge. Then people start to run. Groom, 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 groom. And then go and face the enemy. Attack. They kill all the people. Then we say, hey, do you see? Then he sits on his horse. Tell him, let's go. Then when he gets to the place, then he's like, oh, daddy. Then that's where the happiness will finish for all of us. You see how he will tie his daughter's hands behind her back, tie her legs, cover her eyes, arrange the firewood, put her daughter on it, take a sword, cut her head, light fire, fire the daughter. He'll be standing there and he'll be crying tears as his daughter is burning. He didn't have two daughters. He's standing there and he's crying his heart out, kneeling down, crying. Mama, my daughter is on the burning. Offer sacrifice to God. There will be no happiness left. You say this movie is not a good movie. It's in the Bible. You haven't read it. You love reading it. Read it. I'm bored. I don't know what to do. Bible. Open it to a place where you'll find the interesting things. And you read it. Number 4. Because of Nanama. Number 4. If you love the word, you love to study the word. You love to study the word. Yeah. Study is taking the reading to another level, where you spend time to go deep down the meanings of the words, meanings of the words. Go down, down, down. Find other verses that connect to the verse you are reading, to down, down, until you understand it. Like how I was doing the scripture, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for the Lord. I went to go and find the meanings of the word hunger, all the meanings of the word thirst, all the meanings of the word filled, all the meanings of the word righteousness. One of the Greek meanings of the word righteousness is the state of a man as he ought to be. You understand it? Righteousness. The state of a man as he ought to be. Yes. So the person who is hungering to be as he ought to be, the Bible says that person, we will call him a happy person. Why? Because God will make him, God will fill it, God will give him what he's hungering for. He will become what he ought to be. That's it. Hey. Bible study. Take your time. Dictionaries. This. You see how when I read King James, I say you should give me NIV. Yeah. You must take some of your pocket money. Pocket money. Save your pocket money. If you love the Lord, you will save pocket money. You will buy. Not every day. My father to buy me. Daddy bought you King James Version. He has tried. Clap for him. Now, you yourself, save money and buy NIV. Save and buy NLT. Yes. Save and buy Amplify. Save and buy Message. Why not? Good news. Buy it. Why not? You don't love the Lord. You are lying. Number 5. Nanama is looking at me, so we have to be serious. Number 5. If you love the Lord, you will love to memorize the word. You love to memorize. You will love to memorize. That's why Reverend William is going to go and buy a new Bible, paper Bible, so that he can underline and memorize the word. Yes, memorize. When I was in primary school, I learned a verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. From that time to today, I've not forgotten. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I learned Romans 5:8. God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I learned it when I was a small boy in primary school. I learned it. So I've grown up right now. It's not, I said, no. I'm going to change that thing. You too, after this conference, you must do some. Some of you are going to change something after this conference. You have to change something. I see, here people, they are also changing something. Yeah. Number five more minutes. Number what? Number six. And you see, to memorize, Bishop Dan has a book called Bible Memorization Handbook. It used to be called Must Know Scriptures. He has selected all the common verses that people should know, and it is inside it. If your father has a Macarius, it is inside. Go and borrow it. Yeah, put it in your school bag. Break time. Find granite. You see, some of you, the food you are eating, you can actually finish eating. The break time is 30 minutes, but you can actually finish eating the food you are eating in 5 minutes. You know what you spend the rest of the time doing? Just chit-chatting. Yeah, useless conversations that don't edify. That is what you spend your time doing. So rather, no, go to the break, eat the food in 5 minutes, come back, take your Bible memorization handbook and sit in some corner and start to memorize how you memorize 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 4, like that. Yeah, if you don't do 2, 1, 2, 2, you will never know it all. Yeah. That times table. We can still remember it. Except when it is going higher. Like when you get it to 717, the 818, 919, hey! But then 110 is easy. And then 11, 11 to there's a formula. I have some formula before. You know it? Yeah. 12, 13. It's like 13, 1, 13. 13, 2. You see that it's becoming a problem. You take your time. You brief on it. That's the same way. You will not know the scriptures to say. That's a book. That's how it looks like. That's the book. It's in the Macarius. Just borrow your father's own, your mother's own, and then that's all. If you don't have, so you can find a way and get some. Learning it. Break time. Next one. Number six. You love to sing the word. Arise and shine. For thy light is come. Isaiah 60. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You see, it's all you.
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Wait. You like Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Is there something like that?
Kadosh, 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 Kadosh.
You like that one, but you don't like Arise and Shine.
For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is raising upon you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
And gross darkness, eh?
And gross darkness cover the people.
Isaiah 2.
But shalom shall arise.
Okay, we're not reading yet.
Upon thee. And his glory shall be seen 60. Upon
you. See how we are going into the thing. Verse 2 again.
But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Upon thee.
Hey, I'll buy your boat for you.
Shall go and say,
yes. Isaiah 2, verse 3.
Come and let us go.
Isaiah 2, 3.
To the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And he shall teach us of his ways, and we shall walk in his paths.
But the Lord shall
rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. For the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Nanama's time she gave us is up. It's 1 p.m. Nanama's time she gave us is up. So let me tell you the last one. So you see, how many of you can see how nice it is? Yes. 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 One of my favorite songs is Only One Talent. How does that one even go?
Oh Lord.
Yes.
You know I have only one talent.
Only one talent.
But I don't wanna despise my talents.
Only one talent.
I know someone.
I'm surprised at my musical skills.
Only one
and
talent.
And someone else who has five talents.
And all this is from the Bible.
Only one.
If you love the word of God, you will love to sing the word. You will love to sing the word. That's why you must put your hands together for this man again. Put your hands together for this great man of God, Bishop Dagiwad Mills, again, one more time. Hey, some of you are not even clapping. You're not standing up. You're not shouting. You're not excited. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ah. Sit down. Nama will be annoyed with me. Let me just finish this one. Number seven, last one. Oh, I'm sorry. Number seven, last one. If you love the word, you will love those who preach the word. Do you understand it? If you love the word of God, you will love the best people who bring you that word. Those who preach the word. They will be people you like. You like them. Yes. You love them. When you see them on TV or you see them on a billboard, you see that you see this is a preacher of the word. Because I love the word, I love the one who brings the word. I'm in love with the person who brings the word. You will not be sitting somewhere with the people who are insulting people, insulting men of God, insulting. No. You will see what will happen is that you will, even because of the way you love the word, you will be looking for people who, yesterday me and Reverend Bismarck were talking about some Pastor B in America. So now I didn't know that. I thought I had found him secretly and I was keeping him in my back pocket. I didn't know that he had found him. Because my secret weapon is in my back pocket. Yes. Some American Pastor B. He said, hey, Sally, have you listened to it? So, there's this Pastor B, Elevation Church. And I said, Stephen Fettig. I mentioned the guy. I said, ah, yes, yeah, that's the guy. I said, oh, you are not the only one who knows him. Me too, I know him. He's in my back pocket. He's in my back pocket. Yeah. I mean, some of the things, you know, I don't know who is interested, so we don't see. But sometimes he also said, the man can preach. I said, yeah. You will laugh. Preachers of the word. Preachers of the word. When you hear their voice, it's nice to you. And I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. 1 minute, I beg you. 1 minute. And I'm 1 minute. Listen. Stand to your feet. We're going on break. But I want to just talk to the Lord and say, Lord, touch my heart and help me to love your word. Touch my heart and give me some love.
Pray
for yourself. Lord, I want to love your way. I want to love your way. I want to love your way. Change me in this conference. Change me in this conference. Give me a love. Give me a hunger. Give me a thirst for your word. May I have a longing for your word. In the name of Jesus. Pray. I'm not hearing prayer at all. Malabar. Mahabaso brasa braso keri anda la bra braste keri ondo le bra baso kabra le balaba Mahabaso brata le balabranda le bele balaba Rebabo sabaha la balabranda la balaba Meka baso balabranda le balianda la balabrando le bele bele Rebabalo yondo le balabranda branda le balaba Pray for yourself, Lord. Pray. I want to have love for your word, Lord. Love for your word, Lord. Love for your word, Lord. Love for your word. Change something about me, Lord. Change something in my heart, Lord. Change something in my mind, Lord. Change something about me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maloyanda kabrahasa kabaha. Rabaso bakianda la brasa branso di balaba. Mabrianda kabahonda brasa bratoyana laba. Rianda kabahanda braso brata kabranda libe. Rabako baya balabranda lianda laba. Rabako balianda kabrasa branta libalaba. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. I need a change, Lord. Change something about me, Lord. Change something about me, Lord. Change something about me, Lord. Change something inside me, Lord. Mahadianda labra. I pray for a longing, Lord. I pray for a longing, Lord. I pray for a deep desire, Lord, for your word. For your word. For your word. A hunger, Lord. A thirst, Lord, for your word. Mahabaso kalabaha. I want to see a change, Father. I want to see a change, Father. I want to see a change, Lord. I want to see a change in me, Lord. I want to see a change, Lord. May something change about me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Masakoha. Mabahoda. Rebellion, la branda, branda, leve. Rebellion, lo branda, leve. Rebellion, lo branda, leve. Rebellion, lo branda, leve. Rebellion, lo branda, leve. Rabba, soba, kabala, branda, leve. Ras, kabala, ba. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, and every Christian shouts aloud, "Amen!" Here. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully.